Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Hello to the pre-show for episode 15 of the Bonfire Banter podcast. It's been quite some time since me and Dean recorded an episode together. I think both of us kind of had a burnout towards the end of the year, didn't we?
Yeah, we did quite a bit. There's been quite a bit going on recently, and we've got a lot more planned for the new year too.
Yeah, it's just towards the end of the year, we're kind of losing track of things, and too much stuff kept to get put on and on. And yeah, we did have a lot of plans towards the end of the year, but we decided to just push it, take a break from everything, release all the episodes we had planned out, and start a year afresh, learning what we learnt from last year, and all the stuff what our guests such as Candy Photography gave us in episode 14. Well worth a listen to hear what she says has to say about our, about how we were towards the end of the year. But we're a small podcast, so we're gonna
more enthusiasm.
Yes,
I'm gonna be the happiest little elf.
Yeah, but I've never seen that film. I know we're talking about Christmas films in late January.
Yeah, we might.
I've never seen Elf.
I actually haven't seen it either myself. It's just something I know of him. People,
it likes to get memed a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm aware of it in the same way as you're aware of a meme. It's like you see people parody things like Star Wars going, "I am your father," but if people haven't watched Star Wars, then I don't actually.
My brother is someone I know who's never seen Star Wars. To any Star Wars fans out, if you want to know who he is, message me and I'll tell you, because you can rip him apart for not seeing Star Wars.
You're going to get your flying monkeys at him.
Chorse folk.
Get onto Twitter.
Horse joke.
Flying monkeys, attack.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
That was just. I wasn't sure you're getting that and the Wizard of Oz confused for a second.
No, I just, whenever someone decides to get their followers onto trolls, for example, I just call them fly monkeys.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we've got me and Dean are planning on going away to Japan towards the end of the year.
Well, think about it anyway.
Yeah, planning. Yeah, very early.
Depending on how it works out.
Yeah, depending on how it works out. Yeah, if not, we push it till this time next year or something like that. Yeah, it's something to plan towards, and soon we'll be a bit more planning in the main episode, but so I won't say too much.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring out my recorder with us to see something. I've never done a mobile kind of setup before, so it'll be interesting to see how it works out. But
and this is a question I haven't asked for a while. What did you have for breakfast this morning? I said, it's been you that's been asking last year, so I thought I'd start saying it this year.
Yep, I had a English breakfast. I did my monthly review, which I've been talking about in a previous episode.
Which episodes were those? Do you remember?
I don't.
See the show notes, because the time Dean will edit this, he'll remember which see the show notes.
Yeah, I'll drop it in.
Did you have the full English at home, or did you out?
I went to an undisclosed location. it's where I do my review. I want to go somewhere quiet where I'm not going to get interrupted. And
you're not a celebrity. You're not going to get hounded if you do.
No,
so.
That's true. But you know,
I had some Weetabix protein of cereal, like small little browns, like cylinder looking things.
Oh, cool!
They're really nice, actually. For some reason I couldn't be asked to go to the kitchen at first, so I had some waffles. I bought a pack of waffles and eating those first, and thinking probably best to have some proper breakfast.
Very nice. I don't really have lunch, but that was technically my lunch, breakfast and lunch. Well, actually I did try one of those something new I found in a supermarket. I'm not going to name drop. Sponsor us.
Hashtag spawn.
Yeah. But I guess I've got no choice but to name drop this other name brand.
Well, we're not the BBC. We don't have rubbish.
But not exactly going to get anything out of it.
You never know.
I shouldn't say that. Sponsor us, you'll make millions. Anyway.
I've missed this.
I had one of a Milky Way bar thing. Not like a chocolate bar. It's like, you know how like you get those, you call it an ice cream sandwich where you got the wafers in between the ice cream. It was that, but it was like a kind of a almost, don't they call it like a moussey or cheesecakey thing?
I know what you mean. I can't describe it myself, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty nice.
I had a Hawaiian pizza. I've lost, and since this is my, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking I can't be arsed to do anything else, and it was in the freezer. I know, not that healthy. I think it's my fifth.
It looks on brand for, well, it seems appropriate because you were wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That is very true. Yeah. Obviously, you won't be able to see it.
You got yourself in the mood. Yes. It's like, you know what, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and when in Hawaii, what do you do?
since the start of January, was it the 20th of January as we were recording this? So I've had about 5 Hawaiian pizzas this month.
Wow, you're really going for it.
Yeah, so I'm not going to have any more, I swear to you. Yeah.
I don't even know if a Hawaiian pizza is Hawaiian or not.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if they just kind of think calling it... it's like if you have like tropical fruits, maybe if it's not even from a tropics, you could still call it tropical fruit.
I know,
maybe.
I'm going to ask Google... and see what that turns up as. If I can get to load up.
Why do they call a Hawaiian pizza?
Just do it at the same time, why don't we?
Got to do it. I wasn't sure if he was going to do a voice search or not.
If you're going to do it, then it's
ah, there's no voice thing to tell me. Okay. Despite its tropical name, Hawaiian pizza is actually a Canadian creation.
Constellation creation.
Constellation mission. So, yeah. Pizza satellite restaurant in Chatham. Doopy doopy doo. I'm clicking. Let's see what else it has to say.
So it's I can't wait for this to be in the show notes.
Yeah. So, it's a Canadian invention, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I guess it's like the California roll, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loading, loading. Despite it, yeah, it's what I read earlier. Da-da-da-da-da. Sam Panopoulos, who first served pineapple on pizza on satellite restaurant in Chatham, Ontario. By the mid-60s, satellite restaurant, now under different ownership, had been serving pizza for a few years, although blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I had pineapple in the restaurant and put some on, and I shared with some customers, and they liked it. And we started serving it that way for a long time, we were the only ones serving it. As we know it today, Hawaiian pizza is a classic American-style cheese pizza topped with ham and pineapple. Blah, 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 blah. So why did they decide to call it Hawaiian? I still don't know that.
So it's like apple pie. People think that's American when it is.
Yeah, it's British.
Yeah. So I love American say it's as American as apple pie. Oh, British in other words, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like just calling English American. Who do you think invented it in the first place?
That's
true. Say what you know, but blah, 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 blah. I still don't know why they call it Hawaiian after all that. Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah, we do.
I'll have to start a documentary.
We'll do a part two for the pre-show the next time round. We do it the Hawaiian saga.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a BBC-style documentary, I think, to discover the origins of a name, Hawaiian.
You tease it at the start and it takes a whole hour to get to the bloody answer.
Yeah.
The answer will shock you. Actually, it sounds like a BuzzFeed article, don't it?
Yeah.
The 10th reason will shock
you. You have to be an 80s kid to understand this reference to why it might be a shocking answer.
God, BuzzFeed articles, they're the worst.
Yeah.
I think they're the most least trustworthy. I remember being in an article last year that the least trustworthy or something, news tabloid.
Oh, really?
Or something,
I'm not surprised.
Something across those lines.
Yeah. I find the ones I don't like, well, the ones I like the least, the kind of articles you have to click through a gallery, it's...
Yeah, those are annoying.
Yeah, you're mostly waiting for adverts to load every time you click through. It's like, really, really, okay, I'm just like gone to it and now I'm going.
Should we start with the main episode?
Yes, let's go to start. Let's go.